Yeah, this is Willie Terry from WOOC 105.3. I'm here at the Troy, New York State branch installation ceremony of the NAACP offices. And I have right here my guest, Ann Pope, who has been one of the key person pulling the organization together in Troy. And Ann, been about 2 years now, right?
Yeah. Right, well, Ann? We actually started the planning process about 2 years ago, where the president, Hazel Duke, said that the branch had to be reactivated. Because there, the meetings were not being held. It was out of compliance with the NAACP constitution. So we started back then planning with Reverend Oscar McLaughlin and Billy Carter and others. And then last year, in January 18, in January, we actually started the formal reactivation process with getting the members in, getting the memberships up, and somewhere around maybe about 8 months in, we were reactivated. We had the number of memberships that we needed. We were holding meetings regularly, and they had been involved in some of these state activities. So today is a momentous day for me. I'm just overjoyed, grateful that it has happened. I'm grateful that we have a new president. I'm grateful that Billy Carter stayed with us all the way through, and so I had to give him credit for that. We have to give credit where credit is due, and I think that our new president will do a wonderful job.
So, Ann, if you had to give the new officers one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say, first of all, to attend the meetings and to follow the Constitution and bylaws and work together. Work together. No personal stuff. Don't bring in your personal issues. Work together for the good of the organization. Always let that be your goal.
All right. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
And I have one of the new officers. She's the vice president, Jessica Ashley. And Jessica, tell me your feelings on this day.
Well, it's a happy occasion. As had been stated, it's been a couple of years since we were able to find a president to represent the Troy chapter. And now we have that president, and I believe that Renee will be everything that we had hoped she would be. And I'm just very happy about that.
If there was a issue that the NAACP should work on, what would be one, just one issue that they should be concentrating on?
For myself personally, I do believe that there are still situations where injustice, where individuals in the court system, dealing with the court system, the state, the local court system are being abused. They are not being sentenced fairly. People don't know their rights. People are made to plead guilty to crimes or accused of crimes and are made to plead guilty to crimes they're not guilty of because they're threatened with heavy sentences and whatnot. I have a great deal of concern about that, and I just feel that we need to have court watch to be aware of what's happening in the court and also to share with individuals their rights, because most times people don't and are not given their rights in the court system.
All right, thank you, Jessica, and good luck. And this is Willie Terry again here at the NAACP installation ceremony. And I have as my guest one of the key organizers of bringing the Detroit NAACP back, Billy Carter. And Billy, how do you feel now?
I am elated. It's been a challenging year. But right now to see the fruits, to see we couldn't be in any better of a position right now, the NAACP, to springboard into forward progress and action. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in Troy. There's a lot of inclusion that we need to push for. There's a lot of opportunities that the community, the people of color need to be included in. The choir is prospering, and we need to make sure that as the tide rises, that it lifts all of us. And so we don't want for one side to be lifted and another side down. Opportunities that present themselves to the community, we're here to push for that. And equal rights for everybody. It's time. One of the questions was asked, is the NAACP still needed? And we all know the answer. And so I was just thankful and grateful that God provided me the energy to do this. And with Renee as our new president.
So, Billy, now I know you was acting president for the 2 years. Now, you're still on the board.
I'm on the board. I'm on the executive committee.
Oh, okay.
And we look forward to helping Renee with her leadership. And I had a vision. Miss Ann Pope had a vision. We're also thankful to Reverend Oscar McLaughlin. We're thankful for Reverend Cornelius Clark, Reverend Linda, Jessica Ashley, some of the past presidents. We're grateful for those that came before us, particularly Miss Marguerite Treese. Judge Randolph Treese was her son. Miss Treese, she told me that in 1958, she was a guinea pig. And what they would do was, when the NAACP started, that she was the one that they would use, because she was a mixed race, she was the one that they would use to try to rent housing from people from white people. She would be the one that they used. And the president at the time would be waiting in the bushes. And what they would do is she would try to rent apartments and see if the land were going to be discriminatory. So she sacrificed a lot. And in service to the NAACP, it's about sacrifice, you know, about giving of our time and to try to make things better for everybody. So we're just excited.
Okay, just one more question. I say if there's one issue that you think the NAACP should focus on, what would be one of those issues?
My opinion is voting. And not only voting, but to get people of color into the on the city council, the county legislature, the police department, the fire department, and also to get people of color on the staffs of City Hall and the county legislature and the district attorney's office. Miss Mary Pat Donnelly, we did a lot to support her, and we're hoping that she will include people of color on her staff, not only as attorneys, but in the staff. When people of color walk into offices of our legislators, of our officials, we don't see us. We really need to see us at all levels. It's time we had officials here today, and I have met with them in the past about, I walk into the office, I don't see anybody of color. I said, where did they get their advice about colored people's issues? Well, who did they talk to? And so they need somebody on a regular basis there. So my number one issue would be inclusion, voting, and getting people of color into these city, county, state, and even Tonko's office is another one that I when I go to his office, I wish he had more people of color.
All right, thank you. I have, as one of the guests, one of the executive board members, June High. And June, what is your feeling on this day that the NAACP is finally coming together?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great to just be able to come together as a community and be able to address some of the issues that we see in our communities and be able to help those who are kind of the least last and the lost. And that I think with the coming together of this group, we have kind of strength to be able to tackle those issues together and have an impact on the city of Troy.
If there's one issue, in your opinion, that the NAACP should focus in on, what would be that one issue?
I think one issue that comes to mind, I think, would be maybe education and being able to provide education, not just any, but a solid and decent education that all kids can come and learn and be able to grow, and that education wouldn't be just to those who have the resources, but that it would be available for all people and people from all different backgrounds and socioeconomic class, and that they'd be able to have that opportunity as well.
Yeah. All right, thank you. And I have Mayor Madden. And I just want to ask you, Mayor, you've seen the ceremony of the NAACP today. What is your reaction now to that?
I'm delighted that the NAACP is getting this chapter up and running again. I know it had been dormant for a few years, took a lot of effort by a number of people to get the wheels going again. I know Renee, she's a doer, she'll get things done, so we're delighted to see this life breathe back into this organization. I look forward to working with them.
And I guess, if they get together and organize, they maybe... they'll be coming to you, asking to sit on committees and do other
sure.
things.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to have those conversations. Be delighted.
All right, thank you, Mel.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Willie Terry. I'm here at the Troy Branch NAACP installation of officer ceremony, and I have as my guest the newly elected president, Renee Powell. And Renee, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Willie.
I know it's been a long time coming for this day.
Yeah.
And so what's your feeling on this?
I am very excited about this day. I'm just excited about the possibilities of things that we can do. I'm excited about the strategic plan of the national organization. It's going to be a game changer. So I'm excited about learning more about it and implementing it in our community.
And Renee, just tell me some about yourself, for the people who don't know you.
Okay, well... someone told me the other day I have an accent. I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm originally from Washington, D.C. I moved to the area in year 2000, following my husband who took a job at RPI, and we've been here ever since. I am currently a realtor, and now the newly elected president of the NAACP at the Troy branch.
Of all the things that the NAACP could get involved in, probably a lot of things, what would be, in your opinion, the key thing that they should be getting involved in?
Education. Not just education of the students, but education of the individuals. Education about your civil rights. Education about being a civic person. Education about being a responsible person and being responsible and respective of your time and commitment to your community.
And I'm just curious, I know... people get involved in organizations, different things push them into that. But what pushed you into getting involved in this process?
When we first came to the area, I was looking for NAACP because it was a national organization. In my growing up, I was always involved with different types of organizations like the National Council of Negro Women in the Washington, D.C. area. So when I came to this area, I looked for that same type of thing. And I didn't. It took a while to find it. And when I finally did get to the meeting, and I saw that membership was needed, I said, "This was my calling. This is where I need to be. This is where I need to help out."
Okay. Thank you, and good luck.